This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, by the way, I've been very brave. Do you notice I'm really ill? Got a cough.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got a glass of water in, mate.
Never mentions it.
Ba-ding! Hang on,
You're
this,
always ill, aren't you?
I'm just playing the glasses. Oh, it was working! And it's not even crystal. Hang on, here we go.
No, Ian.
What, guys? Don't worry, Travis will fix it. amplify that. In fact, could you just like dub in someone playing musical glasses wickedly?
Yes, I will do that.
And then cut out me asking for it.
Yep.
And then you're all applauding now.
Jean-Michel Jarre's Oxygen.
Well, I went to a concert the other night. Jean-Michel Jarre unplugged. Oh, and half dull. Just sat there for an hour. I just made that up.
Gosh.
Just made that up. I just made a joke up. Yeah, it's 25 years too late. Who was that?
What?
Someone did it. You listened back.
Came from over there.
Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. My stomach.
No,
okay, let's listen back. Guys, this is your homework, dear listener, to listen back and DNA test that...
growl.
That growl. whose growl is this?
Wasn't mine.
£25. Whose growler is this? Now, welcome. What are you doing on your phone, mate?
Just checking.
Okay, well...
No job offers.
Turn it off. Turn it over. Was it iPhone 3? It's very chunky.
Why have you got a video in the studio, mate?
These are the presents from Wilson. Oh, yeah, Wilson's presents.
What, video cassettes?
He got video cassettes.
Thing is, it's Signal X, which I don't want to, you know, we're not supposed to knock any brands, but that's a cheapy brand. I want BASF.
You want Memorex?
I want Memorex, TDK or BASF.
I thought you had some exciting German memories from 1975 there.
What? Many. What's in your present?
I haven't opened it. It's my birthday on Sunday. I'll be opening it on my birthday.
Oh, he slipped that one in, didn't he?
He had to drop that in, didn't he?
All about me.
And how old are you this time? 40?
No, 35. How old are you?
You're 34 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the age before 35 normally.
This is what I was doing. I did the maths. I did 35 take one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did 35 take 34 and I came up with one. But I had to do it, so it took a little bit of time.
Yeah.
34 years old?
Yeah, now. I'm 35 on Sunday.
Wow, so you need to keep off those sunbeds.
What?
So.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Having a sunbed.
If you want, you can come and produce the show for an hour next week for your birthday.
What a lovely treat that would be. Thank you, boss. That means the world.
My favourite detail about Dealey's tanning is where he goes.
Tanfastic?
No. Yep. Tell him.
Beauty. And... the beach.
Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're living an episode of Paul Carf. It really is. Well, that's us warmed up. The vocal cords warmed up. The erogenous zones cooled down, as is appropriate for such a cast de la pod. That's French. Welcome into the Ian Lee podcast. Shoes off and minds open, because let's face it, guys, it's going to get rude. Here's what's coming up on this shodcast. I mean plopcast. Podcast! I get pranked.
Lee, Catherine Boyle.
I get told to shut up.
Shut up.
And I get bigged up by a small child. Oh, and I get bigged up. No, and I get bigged up by a small child.
I really like you because you're a brilliant... presenter.
Yep. Kelly's leaving to serve mash in the canteen at BBC Coventry and Warwickshire, as we call it, BBCVW. Or Coven War, as she calls it. Or CWBBC, as Dealey calls it.
Or Cozawaza.
Cozawaza, as Kath calls it. Maybe you've got your own name for BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. I know what. Why don't you say it to us now?
That's a great one.
You guys.
Sweary, but good.
So we've been auditioning listeners for the job.
Who's your boyfriend, Kelly?
Grumpy Jamie.
Morning.
Sorry?
Morning.
I forgot Grumpy Jamie was coming in today.
Yeah.
What a buzzkill. Remind us why... I don't even remember what I did yesterday, Grumpy Jamie. Remind us why I thought it was a good idea last week to invite you in.
I don't think you thought it was a good idea. But you go, it's genuine, so let's do it.
Okay, and you're here because Kelly is leaving at the end of the month.
Very true.
Have you got your tabard sorted out?
Yep.
And we are auditioning. We've got to replace Kelly. And because we're the BBC and the unique way we're funded, we have to pretend that the job is open to people outside of the BBC. It won't be. It'll be someone that works. It'll be a mate of the boss's that gets it. We know that. That's
or
how
a relation.
Or a relation. That's how it really works. But we have to pretend that it's open. So for the first hour of the show, you're Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay.
He's already done a shift, you know.
He's done a what?
He's finished work at 4 o'clock and come straight here.
Well, I, you know what? I couldn't care less. I'm thirsty.
Two sugars.
No sugars. But this is the thing. For the first hour of the show, Grumpy Jamie is Kelly. So if you call up now, 03459. In fact, we're not going to start the show until we get a phone call. 03459 455 555. Someone phone up and we'll audition Jumpy Gramy live. Jumpy Gramy.
Lumpy Gravy.
It's weak ankles all over again. We will audition Lumpy Gravy. What was he? Gropey Jamie. That was he. Gropey Jamie. Oh 03459 455 555. By the way, if we don't get any phone calls, Grumpy Jamie, that's one bad mark next to your name. Okay. Okay. That would be down to you.
Thank you.
Well, that's an absolute pleasure. Oh, we've got gold! Let him answer the phone! We've got gold! In at the deep end.
Morning, Three Counties. Hello, David, how you doing? Not too bad, sir.
Oh, you need the light, though. So. That'll change.
Do you want to put him on air?
OK, do you want to go on air, David? Yep, no problem.
OK, so click
that. There we go.
And then you're going to drag him down to a line.
There we go. I don't seem to be able to do it. Yeah, go. Good morning, David.
Get it started, yeah?
We're getting the party started with you, David.
Well, there you go. I thought I'd give you that flavour.
What? Well, I'm sure...
How was your customer experience this morning? What do you think of Lumpy Jamie?
Yeah, he's making a good start.
Yeah. Any negative points of that call you just had?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. So marks out of 10 for Jumpy Gravy.
Oh, a little bit of tidying up. I'll give him a high 8.
A high 8? Well, David, that great, strong call as well, David. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
It's Samantha Brough, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, Jamie's tenure as Kelly Betts has gone terribly. He's put a call in and I've got to go to the news. But very quickly, let's go to... Yes, Bob in Bletchley.
Hello there. Hello.
Hello, Bob. We
haven't... You decide on Friday. People don't listen to your rubbish.
Yes.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, but why do you listen to it, Bob?
Because you excite me.
That, wowzers. I'm glad we only had 15 seconds for that phone call. It was getting very, very raunchy. If you only listen to the podcast and not my weekday show, then not only are you A, lazy, B, a plum, but also you're a C. Oh, sorry, but also C, you miss stories like this. Now, villagers in Buckinghamshire say they've had enough of young people spoiling the countryside whilst doing their Duke of Edinburgh award. Chartridge Parish Council has branded some of their behaviour a disgrace, accusing the campers of trespassing, spoiling crops, and even in one instance, kicking a cow. They say they're currently writing to the Duke of Edinburgh himself to ask for his support.
Questions like this.
How old were the kids that kicked a cow in self-defence?
And you miss guests like this.
He was saying words like, you are a...
C-T.
I hate that word.
Oh, blimey.
And...
Write this down.
I'm a...
You're a flipping illegitimate crust was the
that's
kind of the
yeah.
Kath, you can have this, but
feel free to call Ian up and
oh, numbers. You see that threw her. I knew it would. That's why I did it. That's why I did it, because it was numbers, and I knew that would throw you. I can see through you, and I can throw you.
I wouldn't. put you back out. Feel free to call Ian up on 03459 455 555 and do a hit and run like this.
Just bear with me. We've got a call. Line three, what would you like to say? Thank you, Line 3.
Fair enough.
Don't feel free to ring me to talk to you. Flipping heck.
Broken Britain.
These old boys. Right, we had a 10-year-old come in today, right? This week. It was today, but it was this week. What a perfect, perfect young man, right? Okay, he's 10. And we've got these two old boys that have got a combined age of 632, right? Flipping load of old, boring old men, boring, smoky, boring, war zone rubbish. Boring. Listen.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Is that your real voice?
Hi.
Is that your real dog?
One minute.
What? Is that your real echo?
No, I've just turned my radio off.
Can you turn the dog off?
Yeah, he's all
right. Is that your real wife?
I've just put the wife out. I'm feeding the dog.
Put the wife out, feed the dog. Sounds perfect to me, Ray. What have you got for us, boss?
I want to talk to Matty.
Why?
Because I want some urgent information from Matty. Is he still in bed?
Matt, you mean Matt from Luton?
Yeah, Margaret's Matty.
Is he a mate of yours?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you phone him up then and talk to him on your dollar instead of on mine?
His number.
I've got his number. All right. But just this once, all right? We're not like an old people's, you know, message. We're not like old Grindr for old people.
Are you going to ring him for me then?
Ask very, very nicely.
Please.
Matt, speak to your mate. Keep it short, so I'm paying for this.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Matty. How you doing, mate?
Listen to him. If he'd come over to see us in the club, he'd realise how fit we were.
Ooh.
Is it better?
Yes.
I'll get up there.
Ray?
Yeah, when I get a minute, when Sylvia's free.
Yes.
But you know Sylvia ain't ill, don't you?
I know, Ray. I know you told me last week, yeah. How is she, by the way? Is she all right?
Yeah, it's Angel. Yeah.
But are you all right, Ray?
I've had a hell of a 2 days, Matty.
Oh, yeah?
But I've got air bubbles. I've got water bubbles coming up the drain pipe.
Oh, yeah, a bit like Lee.
I asked Lee and he don't know anything.
A bit like Ian. He's got bubbles coming out of his slamming ears.
And you said, and he let me talk to you this one.
That's great. He really is a nice bloke, you know. Right, we shouldn't slag him. He's quite a nice guy. We should allow him to come into our pool team, you know.
Yeah, we should do, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but he's no good because he wouldn't be any good. He wouldn't be skillful like we are.
I had to give him all my secrets, you know, to...
Oh, yeah. He's a nosy bugger, Ray. You know what I mean?
He said, I can only let you talk to him this once, he said.
Yeah, well, it's very good of him, really. We should appreciate it, Ray. It saves us a phone bill, doesn't it?
He said Matt is a very important bloke. He said, I can't just let anybody talk to him.
No. And he's a bit of a bull.
Was that a bull, was it?
A bull smeller.
Is he having a cup of coffee now? Well,
yes.
We're on here.
I'm just getting up now. I'm going to the doctor's this morning. I fell off of the ladder about 2 weeks ago, Ray.
Did ya?
Done me bloody back in, yeah.
Really?
It's just not getting better, so I'm going to go to the doctor this morning and check it out.
Yeah.
I'll get a few painkillers, and I'll take some round to Ian Lee. He could do it a few painkillers.
Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, yay, helping no one else discovers what's going on between Matt and Ray in Luton. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers. I think Matt said he sniffs balls. I'm sure that was part of the conversation. I wasn't really listening, it was dull. And nighttime lovers, that was the most boring bit of radio I've ever had the misfortune to be forced to listen to. Matt and Ray are really boring. I'm hoping no one else was listening. It was the dullest thing I've ever had to listen to today. Now some sad news. Kelly's dead. Leaving. Kelly's leaving. So we're recording obituaries for her. Or as I like to call them, obituaries.
Oh, now.
I just said the, same words.
No, you didn't.
I said the same words.
Fair play to you, mate. I know what you did there. It's clever.
I said the obituaries.
Wow.
I said the same word. That's how you say it.
Obituaries.
You see? She did it.
Is this what's going to be? It's going to be like when I'm outnumbered by men?
Kelly, you say it.
It's going to be like Top Gear.
She's still talking to me?
Yeah.
What? You say it, Justin.
Obituaries.
You say it's the word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Geezer to geezer, brownie points for you.
I don't know what that means, Catherine.
It means you're on his side now.
Oh, bloody, how did that happen?
The 1970s.
I want to come back to your side.
Too late, my friend.
Great decade.
Anyway, we're recording these obituaries for her.
Stop saying it.
Some people didn't quite get it.
Good morning, Ian.
You want to record a piece for Kelly Betts?
Oh. I do.
It's got to be in the past tense.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, where you go?
She was a petite, beautiful young lady who grew on me.
Right. Can it not be sexually provocative at all?
No, it's not that at all. She's a lovely young lady, and I would be very sorry if anybody messed her about.
Okay, well, do it again, but this time do it with feeling.
Feeling, oh. Right. Kelly, a beautiful young lady, a petite young lady who grew on me. Yeah. Is that enough?
It's quite creepy, Dennis, but that'll do. Thank you very much indeed. Gatford's on the line. Morning, Gatford.
Morning. I'm at my wit's end. I'm devastated.
Okay. We've not got into it yet. We've not started it yet. So just back away from the pathos. You want to record an obit for Kelly?
I've got a poem.
Poetry on the radio.
This is, I
know it doesn't exist anymore, but this is his only gold. Right.
Okay, but is it in the past tense?
No, it's in the present tense. No, I'm doing it right now.
Can you transfer it?
Can you transpose it?
Nice.
So as if she's gone. And
she's
I'm
dead.
After, yeah?
Not dead. Sorry, Kelly. That's your surprise on your last day.
Dead to us. She, left.
Okay. Yep.
She,
okay,
Kelly, well, and this I'll, is I'll, genuine, I'll, right? We had loads of people at the weekend saying, "Okay, why are you doing that thing about Kelly? She's going to go for 2 weeks and come back." No, she's genuinely leaving us. She's going to BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. She's not dishing up the slops there. She's head of catering services. Head of catering services.
Wow.
She'll be choosing the chips, not serving them up.
So basically, instead of just having a tabard, she gives them out.
She's chief tabard. Tosser.
Wow.
Now.
Okay. Yeah,
just like that. Like that. Tossing them out like that. That's all I was talking about. Right. Okay. But you've got to transpose it into the past tense.
Yeah. So count me in.
One, two, three, four.
The time soon comes for parting.
No, she's gone. No, she's gone.
No, but I'm getting there.
No, but the time soon comes for parting. She's gone.
Let me help you. The time has come for parting.
No, that's present.
Oh, okay, the time has been for parting.
The time quickly came for parting.
Okay,
the time quickly come for... No.
I'm worried about what's going to rhyme with that.
One, two, into the past tense.
The time has gone for parting. And our time wasn't at an end. The rest of your life has started.
No. That's future tense. That's future tense. Everything, whether it makes... Hang on a minute. Justin, I'm sorry, mate.
That's all right, mate. No problem.
A professional like you shouldn't have to wait for a slack caller like this to finish a rubbish poem that he can't even transpose into the correct tense.
It's okay, mate. That's life. That's life.
Well, you're a bigger man than me, Justin, because I'd be fuming now.
I can't believe we're workshopping this poem live on air. You should be prepared, Gatford.
I'd be back on the growlers by now if I were you, Dills.
I can only apologise to J-Dog.
Yeah, well, apologise to him then. Go.
I'm sorry, J-Dog.
That's all right. It didn't sound very sincere to me.
Just listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He stood out in the chuffing rain for you. Mm, he stood out in the chuffing rain getting wet. He nearly died because one of his lungs collapsed three weeks ago. And you're making him stay in the chuffing rain, Gatford. You'll be ashamed of yourself.
To be fair, I've not got any control over the weather.
One more go. The whole thing has to be in the past tense. If it's not, you've got 24 hours to work on it. Otherwise, you're off the case.
Huh? All right, OK.
One, two, take it to the bridge now.
The time soon was coming for her parting.
Speak to you tomorrow. I mean, flip it.
Will nobody think of the children?
Flip it. Right, same time tomorrow, we'll get Gatford on. He's got 24 hours to work on that flipping thing. It's just got to be in the past tense. That's it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Flip it. I'm so sorry, Kelly. It's almost as if we're being really flippant about a massive moment in your life and an insignificant one in ours. And that's just simply not true. That's simply not true.
I can get you free tabards.
Oh, suddenly... Free tabards. Yeah, I'll have free tabards then. That sounds awesome. It sounds like a great deal.
She said three tabards.
One each.
Yo, I thought it was a lifetime supply of tabards. Okay, so Richard called in. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? The first bit of it was a little bit boring, and I nearly let him go. But then I picked up that he was not saying. Sometimes, guys, here's a little radio tip: it's what people don't say that's the most interesting thing. And normally on radio shows, we let them get away without saying it. I wasn't going to let him get away without saying it. I knew what he wanted to say, and so I kind of the phrase is, I believe, called him out. So listen to me calling Richard out
again. There's not enough police officers in Bedfordshire.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah,
to protect people anyway.
Yeah.
You know, let's be frank about it. I can remember a time when it was Luton Police and Bedford Constabulary. They had their own police force. If you've got to withdraw officers from the streets of the rest of the county to protect people from Beggars Wade, it's not a done thing. But the point is, there are troublemakers. They are not being held to account for their actions. And you have certain political parties that play on that fact.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to just push it a little bit further. I feel like you're holding back from saying something, Richard. You're being slightly oblique.
I'm not allowed to, basically, because although we're supposed to have freedom of speech
right.
in this country,
we don't have freedom of speech in this country. That's a myth. But I'm going to allow you to say. Say it on this show. Say it on this show. What is it you're avoiding saying?
Right. No, I am saying that there are certain groups of people at certain times do not get held to account for their actions.
For example, just say it. Say it.
There are people that of a certain religious sect.
Say it.
No.
Well, I don't know. Well, then you're not prepared to.
I am.
Why are you not prepared to say it? Why are you kind of just dodging around? I know what you're trying to say,
right.
But I don't know why you're not saying
else.
It.
But
why won't you just say it then, Richard?
I'm not going to be branded a racist.
I've not branded you a racist. No one's branded you a racist. I don't know why you're not prepared to say it.
Don't
tell me to shut up.
Because it's not all. It's not all of those people that do it. There are certain, you know...
Richard, please, first of all, don't tell me to shut up. Secondly...
I didn't say shut up.
Well, OK, in that case, I heard it, but if you didn't, then that's fine.
Well, I didn't, no.
In that case, I apologise. Secondly, just what you're saying is not racist, so I don't understand, and this is part of the problem, this is why there are divisions. Say what you want to say.
Right, basically what I'm saying, that there are groups of individuals...
No, say it.
It's not always Muslim, it's not always Jews, it's not always Church of England or Roman Catholic.
Say, right, Richard, I'm going to say it for you, right? And tell me if I've got this wrong. You're angry that some Muslims are allowed to go on the street and say stuff and they don't get arrested, but white English people who kind of counter that, they might get arrested. Is that what you're avoiding saying?
I am saying that there are groups of individuals.
Is that what you're avoiding saying?
No, well, I'm...
Because I'm not branding you a racist. That's not a racist thing to say.
Well, it's it is perceived so these
Forget
days.
Forget the perceivers.
You say black and you're... you're branded as
no,
racist.
No, you're not, though. You're not. And this is the problem. You're not branded a racist if you criticise black people. We talk about black-on-black crime. We talk about stop and search on black people. You're yeah. not a racist if you criticise certain elements of the Muslim community. We're allowed to do that. And this whole thing that we're not allowed to do that is a myth that's perpetuated by people like Nigel Farage and all these kind of right-wing people that say, oh, you can't say that. Yes, you can say it, because
no,
you've not said
not
anything racist.
By Nigel Farage. It's perpetuated by the Labour Party.
No, it's not.
EU.
It's not. It's not
it
perpetuated
is.
By... When have the Labour Party said, you can't say, you can't talk about some Muslims blowing people up? When have
oh,
they said
come
that?
On. Yeah,
give me an example.
They're the ones who started...
Give
all
me an example where the Labour Party have said, you can't criticise Muslims.
Who brought in the laws about racism?
It fantastic. Great. That's got nothing to do with criticising Muslims.
It is everything to do with race because they enact the law as
fantastic.
They see it.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful we've got a law that stops people being racist. Great. Wonderful. Right.
But saying
that some Muslims create trouble is not racist. So you wouldn't be affected by that law. You see that, don't you, Richard?
It don't work that way, unfortunately.
Yes, it does. It does. And that's the problem. You've been brainwashed into thinking it doesn't work that way.
You're arrested... And it's
what
it's
have you said this morning?
For speaking the truth,
you don't get arrested. You don't get arrested for that. If you go around saying all black people are murderers and drug dealers, and we should go out there and we should shoot all black people, that's racist and that's inciting violence. You're not saying that, are you?
No, I'm not.
And it's
not
great we have a law that that doesn't stop people saying that, but it holds people to account when they do say stuff like that, because that's nasty, and you wouldn't want to say that, would you?
No, I certainly would not.
If you wanted to say, in all communities, I'm sure. Yeah, there we go. That's the great line. If I want to say, do you know what? Some Muslims are suicide bombers. Not all of them, but some of them have blown up trains, and around the world they're creating trouble. Would you think that was racist and that would get me arrested?
In some parts of the plume, depends what council leader is in charge
and
at
that's,
the time.
And that's the problem, Richard. That would not get you arrested. But you perceive that it would get you arrested. And there is a group of people that perceive that you're not allowed to say stuff like that. You are.
You can end up in trouble for saying so, though, Ian.
Not for saying that stuff. You can't.
How many times have you read somebody's flying a Union Jack and is told by some living lefty council official to take it down because it's racist? Somebody's wearing it.
I have never read that story.
Well, I have.
Where? In the Daily Mail. How do we know it's true?
No,
we
no,
don't.
It was the Express. There has been several times when there hasn't.
They've been told to take it down. The last time we covered a story about someone told to take a flag down was because when we dug deep enough, it was a health and safety. She hadn't planted the pole properly, so it could have blown over. That's why she was told to take down the Union flag.
Yeah, well, there's been others as well.
No, there hasn't. It's a myth. And you know what? All across the country, we're allowed to call it Christmas. We're allowed to call it Christmas because you know what? Muslims don't get offended by Christmas.
Well, we know that, but some councils don't.
No, they don't. It's a myth.
They do.
It's a myth, Richard. It's all a myth. No council has ever said you can't call it Christmas because it might offend Muslims.
I think Leicester did, didn't they?
You don't know. We can call it. Richard, this is the problem. I've got to move on. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you this morning. Please call in again. It's not racist to say those things you said, OK? What you've said is not racist, OK? And this is the thing, is that we can't criticise Muslims. We can't criticise members of the Pakistani community. And we can't criticise... Yeah, we can. We can, as long as it's fair and it's honest. And it's great that we can hold people to account who do say racist things. But you saying, well, that there was this event and there were some Muslim protesters and they were getting, you know, quite nasty. But then I saw two white people getting arrested. Phrased a little bit clumsily, but it's not racist. And you would not go to prison for that. That was tense, guys. So I'm going to relieve the tension with this nonsense. Hashtag rhymes.
Well, you went off script, so it didn't rhyme anymore.
What did I say?
You said you added intention.
Well, just made it
nonsensical.
This is nonsensical.
Still didn't work.
That was tensional, so this is non-tensional. Dealey, you do. I don't know what she's trying to get at.
I think what she's saying is that, that she's done something a little bit clever.
Oh. When?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's, well, the thing she's done is get out of this.
So what she's saying is,
true that.
That was tense, so I'll relieve you with this nonsense. Do you get it? Tense, nonsense, hashtag rhymes.
What is this thing with rhyming? Hmm? What's that all about?
Rhyming all the timing.
What is it about?
What?
Do it to me, Dennis. Do it to me, Dennis.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
I remember the BBC when it was 2LO, 2LO calling.
Uh-huh. Let's play a game. Let's play a game,
now
okay?
It's nuclear hello? Power stations.
Hello, is this on?
Yes.
Yes, let's play a game. We're going to play a game. It's called the Aha Aha game, okay? Yeah, and we have to come up with songs that have the words aha in it. Yes. You can go first. You can have that one we just did if you want, but you've got to sing it.
I don't know any songs that go aha.
Yeah, we just did one.
No. You must
right, I tell you what, would you like a...
Music is just noisy wallpaper.
Would you like a ringer?
A ringer.
Yeah, I'm going to give you Kath's ringer. Right, Kath, you're his ringer, okay?
Okay, here we go.
So we're playing the aha game. Catherine, you go first.
That's the way aha. I like it.
Okay. Right. Well, in that case, it's my turn, and I will come in with "Do it to me, Dennis." Do it to me, Dennis.
I've been trying to do it to you for a long time.
JK, Catherine, your turn. Oh.
Aha! Hey ha! Hey ha!
What the hell
hey,
is it?
Ha! Don't you ever? Don't you ever? That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was an excellent one. Okay. Okay, right.
You're
right.
Looking them up.
No, I am not looking them up. This is a variation, by the way, and we will play it one day, Catherine, I promise. The sweet game. I used to play the sweet game. The sweet game is a cracking game. Right, okay. Voulez-vous? Aha! Nothing promised, no regrets.
Oh, no.
Your turn.
Oh, no.
Dennis, if you can think of any, you can step in at any moment.
You've led a weird life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
A weird life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Knowing me, knowing you.
That's not fair, because Kelly told you that. But
no, she never.
Yes, she did.
No, she never.
Yes, she did.
No, she never.
Okay.
She never.
Okay, right, fine. A ruby! Ah!
Oh, no.
Yes. That's a yes, isn't it, Den?
Yes, more or less.
A 10-year-old lad called Wilson came in to produce the show. He was Well, it doesn't rhyme. Is the rhyming thing just for that bit
that
earlier?
That was just for that bit,
oh, I can make it rhyme.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage. It's Isla Sinclair.
A 10-year-old lad called Wilson came in to produce the show. He was sweet and excellent, just so you know.
Time's bad, Bobby. Absolutely.
I've got one.
Go on, Dibs. Okay, let's join. Would you please welcome to the stage? It's who's that punky poet?
John.
Let's join. Would you please welcome Mr. John Cooper Clarke?
A 10-year-old lad called Wilson came in to produce the show. He was the ultimate bro.
Oh,
there was a bit missing.
No, that's it.
You know the tune. The tune of poems is da 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 da.
I'm a modern day Frank Sinatra, mate. My way.
Oh, except that wasn't his song.
Kels, can I come to your side?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
She's always welcome over here.
She's leaving.
Coventry, Warwickshire's big place.
It's not that big.
She can get an extra tabard.
Faders open, Wilson. There's no going back. Now, I can't remember. I don't even know why we agreed to this. Wilson is a young man who is happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
10 years old today.
Yeah.
What does it feel like being 10?
Not really that different to being 11.
Well, hang on, you've not been 11 yet.
Oh, yeah, 9.
Unless it's Benjamin Button. Unless he's living it backwards. I think he let a little slip there. He's a time traveller. your wife, what does she think about you being 10? Is she happy that you've reached double figures now?
I don't have a wife.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure I'm sure she'll come back. Now, you got in touch, and I can't remember how this happened, and you basically said you wanted to produce the show.
Yeah.
Why did I say yes? Catherine, why did I say yes?
You'd fallen out with me at that point.
Yeah, I was eyeing up a new producer. Mm-hmm. And, okay. Why do you want to produce the show, Wilson?
Because I really like you, because you're a brilliant presenter.
Yep, keep this coming.
I've been listening to your past shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoy them.
There you go, you see. Now that, can I just, thank you.
Well done on sticking to the script, Wilson.
Oh, button it, Bets. That is respect, OK? And everyone that says we're living in broken Britain and, you know, it's all kids running around off their minds on hooch and stuff like that. That's the future. Wilson's the future, and it's the future
it's
is bright. OK, well, you... I know exactly who you are, don't I? Hang on a second. Let me get me...
Speaking of broken Britain.
Speaking of broken Britain, this is...
Broken Britain.
Yeah, there we go.
I am broken Britain.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's me.
And this is also you.
You are listening to Ian Lee, BBC Three Counties Radio. What an idiot.
Yeah. That guy said that.
And then he gets in here and he's sucking up to you.
That guy said that. Well, we'll let him off, because that's why he's being so nice. I believe they call it trolling. I think, are you trolling me?
No.
Okay. Anyway. So, all right then, the show's yours. What do you want us to do? I've got to warn you, we haven't got Dealey, because Dealey's off on a boring story. We've got to do a couple of boring stories, because we're the BBC, and that's sort of what we have to do. One of those Bs stands for boring. I can't tell you what the other B stands for. when you're older, when you're 18, I'll send you an email. Probably 8 years' time, it'll be just like a thought mail.
A mind mail.
I'll send you a mind mail.
Yeah.
And that'll be the image on the computer, that'll be that. So what do you want us to do?
Well, I had a few topics for what we were going to do.
Okay, well, let's 03-459-455-505. He's 10 years old. Come on, guys, call him. what do you want us to do, then? We'll do it.
One of the topics was, what have you ever thrown out of a window?
Oh, I was about to mime smoking a cigarette then. It's a vape. What have you ever thrown out of a window? I don't think I've ever thrown anything out of a window, because that's kind of a naughty thing to do. I mean, out of the... Go on, Catherine. Catherine, mind throwing up there?
Yeah,
for those.
I did. I threw my lunch out.
But of a house... Now, do you mean a house window or any window?
Any window.
Oh. It was out of my house because...
You threw up out of a house window?
I was a student. The toilet was upstairs. There were people in the living room.
Feel free to question her further, Wilson, if you like.
I'm not sure I want to.
No, I think that's the story.
What a disgusting lady. Yeah. What a disgusting lady. She's got kids as well, and, well, hopefully the social services will get my thought mail.
I threw a CD out once at the window.
Really?
Yeah, it was
in
terrible.
A rage.
It was terrible. Didn't even want it near me.
Wow, it was so bad it didn't even make BBC introducing. Gosh, that must have been awful. I had an argument with a girlfriend once and threw
her out.
No, I threw Darius's autobiography out of the window.
Oh! I had a bin bag full of my housemate's clothes that I threw out of the window.
Wowzers.
He was annoying me. We went away. The girls, because I live with 7 people. Don't do that, Wilson, when you go to university.
So that makes 8 people in total?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was horrible, right?
That's a lot of people.
The flat was a tip,
man. That's
right?
That's going to stink.
There were 3 of us girls, the rest were all boys, right? When we went away for the weekend, the girls, we came back to find that the sofa had been removed from the living room and they put a weights bench in instead, which then they proceeded to hang, because they were rowers, hang like their dirty rowing kit off. And it was just a pile. Oh, it was horrible. So one day I got the whole lot out the window.
And how did that go down with the rowers?
Don't care. Yeah.
03459-455-505. Wilson's come up with all this stuff all by himself. He's chucking it out. Yeah. We may not get any calls. Don't take it personally. Sometimes I throw gold out there, absolute gold. And for example, this morning I'm asking, what have you blocked? Nobody's called in.
No. It's not your birthday, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. What else you got, Wilson?
What have you ever found on the floor?
What have you ever
Darius
found?
Nothing.
You've never found anything?
No, well, nothing of interest apart from stone and cement, and that's it.
that is the mud. Floor. That's the floor.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
That's not what floor have you found. It's what have you found on that floor.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever found anything. Catherine probably has.
I found a gold brooch.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah, and we tried to trace the old lady who had clearly fallen off, but we couldn't. And so my mum's still got it somewhere. It looks like a really old-fashioned one. It's got pearls in it.
What do you mean you tried to trace?
Shouted, old lady! Old lady! Nothing.
All right, Wilson, here's the thing, right? You're walking down the street.
Yeah.
There's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you walk down. You have a look on the floor. Oh, there's a wallet. There's a wallet.
Mm.
You pick it up because you would do. Because
obviously.
You're a human being. Of course you're going to pick it up. It'd be crazy not to. You look in there. By the way, do you know this song?
Yeah.
Who is it?
The Kinks.
And what's the song's title?
The song's title is...
He
really
can't...
Want You?
Yeah, do you know what? Let me try. really want you. Yeah. And let's just see if it works. Hang on, bear with me 1 second, Wilson. Yeah, I really want you. I really want you. Yeah, that fits. Okay.
Yeah.
You find a wallet on the floor, right?
Yeah.
It's £20 in there. Think of all the I don't know, like Lego or what are you into?
I'm into Star Wars.
Think of all the. Do you like Lego?
Yeah.
Think of all the Lego Star Wars you could buy for £20. Not a lot actually, because it's well expensive.
Yeah.
So you, but you, it's just £20 in there.
Yeah.
What do you do with the wallet?
Most probably sell it, and then you have most free make more. Or just return it to the man.
No. Mum and Dad are jumping up and down in fury. He's broken! Wilson's broken! We brought the wrong Wilson in. I like your style. You'd sell the wallet.
Yeah.
Where would you sell it?
Wherever I could.
Yeah, you just go around.
Well, first I would try and find who it is.
No. That was the second thing you said. That was the second thing you said. The implication being, if you couldn't find a buyer for the wallet... then you'd go, oh, can't, no one's buying it. I'll send it. Okay, there's no name in it. There's no address. It's just like a wallet. It's got 20 quid in it.
If it's a random wallet, I'm just going to take the money and sell it.
Okay. But then
unless somebody walks up and says, hang on, that's my wallet.
But then also in the wallet, and I failed to mention this, there's a picture of two babies and a puppy. Still want to sell that wallet, Wilson?
No.
Yeah, you see?
Well, no, but then that could track down who has it. Because then you know that he has a dog, what type of dog it is.
Yep. A lot of people have babies, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people have babies. I'm embarrassed we've got to do this, but we've got to do it. It's Peter in Walmer Green. Morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Don't let your misery rub off.
I've got no misery, that's for
you.
Sure? Absolutely. I've got things that need saying, but it's not misery.
Well, we've got a young man with us today.
Good evening.
Hang on a minute.
What age?
He's 10 years old today. Here we go. You're going to speak to Wilson. Wilson?
Good morning, Wilson.
What would you like to...
Whinge
about today.
well, don't let elders put words into your mouth. You just have to think for yourself. But anyway.
he's telling you.
Yeah.
Go on, Pete.
Well, what I wanted to say actually is, when we're living in a democracy, first of all, you shouldn't impose on councils.
No.
Things that they don't want to do because that's going against democracy. That's one. Two.
Don't worry, Wilson. I've got no response to that either.
Yeah.
Go on. Carry on.
Two. Yeah. On the Luton people have been moved from Waltham Forest.
Yes, boss.
Now, they only have to pay for those people for a year and a day. So after that, Luton becomes responsible for...
Cheer up, Grumpy Peter!
Dun,
oh, what can it mean to a fagita eater and a Peter from Walmer Green?
You're the only chap I know that wouldn't be able to interview either Jesus or Shakespeare because
they're dead.
They come from a rural background. Hello?
Hello, Peter. Anything else you want to say? Sorry, I interrupted you. Go on, make your point. Go on.
No, I mean, you wouldn't even interview Shakespeare or Jesus, you wouldn't.
Yeah. And why is that? Because they're dead? One's dead and one's fictional?
They come from poor backgrounds, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, Peter, I've only got one thing I can say to you.
What's that?
Cheer up, Grumpy Peter! Oh, what can it mean to a fagita eater and a Peter from Walmer Green? Cheer up, Grumpy Peter! Oh, what can it mean to a fagita eater and a Peter from Walmer Green?
I'm glad your singing voice is not very good. That's the way to teach children not to sing.
All together now! Cheer up, Uncle Peter! Oh, what can it mean to a fagita eater and a Peter from Walmer Green? One more time! Cheer up!
to a fajita eater and a Peter from Walmer Green.
Gatford called in to read out his tribute poem to Kelly Betts, and he peed me right off.
You know what it didn't do? And na 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 na
na na na na na na.
All right, boss.
Yeah, now, the reason... I just can't be bothered. Kath, can you tell us why he's back on and what we're doing?
He'd done a poem, but he'd done it wrong.
He'd done a what?
Poem. Done okay. A little poem.
I'd done a little poem.
It's for Kelly Betts.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in the past tense, because as we know, she's no longer with us as of next Friday.
Kelly is compiling... Shush, button it. Kelly is compiling her own obit package.
That's your request. I'm not doing it. For me.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're still doing it.
Providing you with content.
Thank you.
From beyond the grave.
Well, that's appreciated, Kelly. So, to do this, we're asking people to phone in. And I'll be honest, there's not been as much outpouring of love for your departure as I was expecting. Next week is our last week.
Rosie right. managed to squeeze a tear out, didn't she? One.
Not from her eyes.
Kelly.
From the eyes of those around her with her ridiculous poem is what Kelly's referring
what I meant.
To. You're right. It was. We're asking people to phone in and just give us a few words about Kelly in the past tense. And Gatford, you'd written a poem and you really struggled to get it into the past tense, mate. I don't know why that is. You know what the past tense is? It's like what's happened.
Yeah, and I struggle.
Because I struggle with first and third person perspectives on shooter games and in sentences. What's a second person perspective?
When there's two of you.
See, that doesn't make sense.
No, think about it logically, gentlemen.
Okay, first person perspective. But if I'm playing a video, if I'm playing GoldenEye, what's first person? What do I see?
You're seeing through the eyes of the character.
So I see the tip of the gun.
You'll see the tip of the gun.
Third person, I'm seeing over my shoulder.
Third person, you're so you're seeing from somebody else.
So I'm seeing over my shoulder. That's when you see the back of the man's head that you're controlling. That's third person.
I guess, yeah.
And am I supposed to invert the axis when I'm flying a helicopter in those games? I just
always
don't
invert
know.
The axis. What are you talking about? I mean, come
you see,
on,
see
standard.
Gatford, this is
hurts without you. It's all kind of ruining my poem.
No, mate, this isn't ruining your poem. You ruined your poem by writing a poem. Nah. Okay, right.
Just wait.
I'm waiting. The airwaves... bearing in mind, we had a 10-year-old lad who was already a million times better than you'll ever be, and you're what, like 56 or something? So
41. Shut up. Come in.
You are not younger than me. I've seen pictures of... I've met you. You're not younger than me.
I am younger than you. I've got, proof and everything.
Okay. Well, you're certainly bigger than me.
And better. Something, I'm sure.
Wowzers. That sounds like a... I can hear a gauntlet being laid down...
Yeah, well, I'm slapping you in the face with a gauntlet.
Oh, you've just picked it up again and slapped me. Have you dropped it again?
Yeah, no.
Well, turn around, pick it up, give it a kick up the bum. Give us the poem!
Hold on, my God. Well, okay, right, ready? Okay. The time has passed for parting. Our time gone to its end.
Surely it's the time... Hang on a minute. Hang on. Surely it's the time... The time had passed for parting. Not the time has passed... Catherine, we go to our literary expert.
The time's well past for parting.
The time, yeah.
That's a bit slang, isn't it? I mean...
What did you call her?
Wow!
No.
I've never been so insulted in the last 5 minutes.
What was the word you said?
Slang.
Oh, I thought you said... I said something. Okay. All right, we'll do it. So just Kath, say it again. What should he put?
Time's well past for parting, innit?
Okay, away you go. Away you go.
Okay. The time's well past for parting. Our time gone to its end. The rest of your life is already starting, and we have no more time to spend.
Right.
There's a second stanza. There's a second bit.
Does it in any way reference Kelly Betts?
No, it's from me to Kelly Betts.
Does it reference... Do you know what the word reference means? It's like I'm interviewing a local councillor, for crying out loud. It's not a trick question.
Kelly Betts in the second stanza, then. Right.
Put her in. Why would you write a poem about Kelly Betts that doesn't have Kelly Betts' name in it?
Well, there was that bloke who wrote poems about the Charge of the Light Brigade. He never put the Charge of the Light Brigade in it, did he?
Justin, I'm sorry. Right, Justin.
It's raining as well. Again, waiting for this.
J-Dog, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, so you should be.
Right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, because this is not fair. This is not fair. Right, Gatford.
Yes.
We'll speak to you tomorrow.
You can't
just keep phoning in with substandard poetry.
I think we're being more than generous after what you've called me, OK? Yeah. So, third time lucky, we'll see how we get on.
So, tomorrow, Gatford, all in the past tense, and you've got to mention Kelly Betts in it.
Here's some tips. Okay. Jelly, belly.
Smelly, welly. That's it, I think, isn't it?
All right. Okay, yeah. I mean, I've got a life, but I'll do it.
And here endeth the podcast.
No!
What?
What, is it just 4-day week, is it?
Oh, huh?
What about tomorrow? What, Friday stuff?
I got a feeling Friday's gonna be a load of rubbish.
Are you back on then?
Hey!
Oh, she don't care now she's leaving, does she?
She literally doesn't care. What she doesn't know is that I am actually quids in with BBC Coventry in Warwickshire, the place that she's going to work. And at any moment, basically, I've got a message on my phone from BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. They called me the other day. They wanted help with an item.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, Kelly, just be very, very
Is that your is that your S face?
S are you going for?
No, I think on that bombshell. Anyway, Friday, blooming Friday.
Yes, boss.
Ed Sheeran is a very, very ugly man.
Yeah, that I agree with.
He's got his head looks like a space hopper.
Yeah,
and I said to you today, Sheeran. Ugly streets. You went, yes, boss.
Yes, what absolutely. I've been out on the streets very early. And you know what? Real variety in the answers on ugly pop stars. Okay. The streets were on top form today.
Yep.
Here's what happened.
Taking it to the streets with J-Dog. Hashtag ugly pop stars. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I believe.
Ugly?
Yeah, I would say. She ain't the best of things to look at, is she?
So if she said to you, come on, back to mine for a macaroni cheese, I'll sing you a few songs afterwards, you seriously say no?
Yeah, I don't like macaroni cheese.
Here's Blady. Let's get the Albanian perspective. Ugly pop stars.
Dave Hill.
What, from Slade?
Yes.
Mate, you're a harsh man because he gave a lot of happiness to a lot of people. It's a really harsh Albanian perspective. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Mandy, you're my favourite princess here in Dunstable. Give us your number one ugly pop star.
Michael Jackson, I don't like him.
You're telling me you didn't find him attractive on the front cover of Off the Wall?
No, I haven't, no.
Thriller?
No, none of it, no.
Fatima, you've got the opportunity to go on a spa weekend with Ed Sheeran. Would you accept the offer, yes or no?
No.
Laura, ugly pop stars. Who have you got for us?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
What's your beef with the Beeb?
Where do you start?
Oh. You seriously don't find him attractive? I think he's got quite a nice quiff, you know, he's got a few tats. I thought ladies like these things.
No, he looked too feminine to begin with.
Yeah.
And now I don't think he has the calibre of music to make him think he's all that he is.
Pete Burns.
Yeah, but you see, Pete Burns, I don't know if I can accept that, because that was surgery that went wrong.
Yeah, but did you ever see what he looked like before?
Don't go. Please don't go. Kelly. Hello?
Now, Kelly, as you know, is leaving at the end of next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to... You all right, Kath?
She's crying.
Yeah.
She's really sad.
That was an unusual choice of lyric to come from Dave Luton's mouth. So, we're asking everyone to record a tribute
please
to her.
Please don't go. Go on, Ed.
Sing it. Go on, sing it.
I've been singing it to Kelly this morning.
Well, sing it now to the boys and girls.
That's all I know. Please don't go.
Hello? Why did he just... phone him back. He's just hung up. Phone him back. Don't hang up.
I wanted to know what the rest of the song was and what the meaning was behind
Babe,
it.
Babe, I love you so. And I want you to know that I'm going to need your love.
Please don't go. You can go, but not Kelly.
So we were asking people to record tributes to Kelly Betts in the past tense. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
The past.
Correct.
The past.
The past?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. So could you do that then, please?
No, no, not now. Please don't go. Hello? You switched me back off again.
I wish. All I want...
I wish you and all mates.
I wish you. I wish you. I wish you.
Where's my mate just? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. You mean the tall fellow with the blonde hair. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just record just a past tense. Oh.
No, I can't. Sorry. No,
why?
I can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
No, I can't do the past tense.
You just did.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Is that all you want me for?
I just did.
No. Is that all you want me for?
Yes.
Because I'm so busy, mate.
So big is he?
Yeah.
He said bigs instead of big.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, someone's had a pint this morning.
No, so, I don't drink.
The past... Do you know what the past tense means?
Yeah, the past. About past. Not yeah. About future.
So say a sentence past. In the past tense.
Oh, yeah. Is this Radio 4?
Yes. Say a sentence in the past tense.
Mm. I can't.
Why?
Because I can't say the past.
The past tense would be, I really enjoyed it when I came round to your house, Dave, and played Mortal Kombat on your Mega Drive.
I haven't got a Mega Drive.
SNES.
I haven't got none of that.
GameCube.
That's all right, mate.
So, is this conversation actually happening?
Yeah,
so that's the past tense. The past tense was, we went out and had a nice night at Nando's and then snogged at the bus stop.
Oh, did you?
That's past tense.
Yeah, well, not so, with me, you didn't. Flipping did you?
It. Right, all right, tell you what. You do a tribute to Kelly and then I'll translate it into the past tense.
I've done the tribute to Kelly.
When?
Please don't go. Please don't go. That's it.
Bye, Dave.
Nice to talk to you.
No, it's not. Right, the family of a terrorist from High Wycombe has warned that people need to be more aware of the risks of radicalisation because it could happen to anyone. Thomas Evans travelled to Somalia in 2012 to join the Islamist terror organisation Al-Shabaab, responsible for the Kenyan Mal shooting. He also married a 13-year-old while he was out there. Well, last night, a documentary followed his mum and his brother, Sally and Michael, as they come to terms with his decision. Well, we can grateful that we can talk to both of them now. I think we've got Sally on the line first. Morning, Sally.
Morning.
Thanks very much for talking to us. How difficult was it making that documentary? And I'm assuming you watched it as well. How hard was it to watch it?
I've seen it now 4 times, and it gets harder to watch each time. Seeing the pictures of him as a little boy that I find the hardest, than a young lad.
What was he like as a little boy?
He was just a normal little boy like any other little boy in this country. Funny, sensitive, caring, mischievous like any other child.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was just a normal little boy.
Can you pinpoint a moment, Sally, when you thought, oh, he's changed? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a vague question because I don't really know how to phrase it. I don't know what that change would necessarily be. But was there a moment when you thought, oh, I'm not sure I recognise my son as the boy or the man that he used to be?
He started practising Islam, and that was fine. But after a few months, his views became a little bit... I was concerned. I didn't think it was quite right how he was interpreting Islam. But I didn't really know enough at that time about it to know what to do.
And was he a kind of making judgments or criticisms about you and your family as his kind of advancement in Islam progressed?
Yes, later on he did.
What kind constantly. Of stuff was he? What kind of stuff was he calling you out on?
Things that I used to cook in the home. He didn't like music on in the house. At Christmas time, he wouldn't even come in the front room if the Christmas decorations was up. It was just everything, really, he judged us on. He wouldn't use my pots and pans and that because he thought they were contaminated.
Oh. And as a mum, How did that make you feel? Did you think it was a phase? It must have been concerning.
Yeah, it was concerning, and yeah, I hoped that he would sort of pass through it, but obviously he never did.
He went out to Somalia and he spoke to you. Did he phone you up, or what was the deal?
Well, he was missing for 5 months before we heard from him from Somalia.
Right.
And the first call was very emotional, and he told us that he'd travelled to Somalia and that he had joined Al-Shabaab, who at that time I didn't really know who they were.
No, of course not. You wouldn't. I'm guessing, what, did you go and Google them or something?
Yeah, he told us to go and look at a particular website about them.
And what did that? And what did that website tell you?
It was just really preaching about Al-Shabaab and what they were going to be doing for Somalia and its people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you found out, Sally, that it was a terrorist organisation and, you know, some of the horrible things they'd been involved with, and the fact that Thomas married a 13-year-old girl... I'm trying to talk to you as a parent, because I've got two boys who are 5 and 3, and I'm just trying to imagine the transformation from, you know, normal little boys into someone that would go and do this. How did you react to that?
It's very difficult to put it into words how you feel. It's like I couldn't believe that he was taken in by all of this, that he decided that was the way to be living. And the first couple of years while he was in Somalia, it wasn't... He seemed to become more radicalised the longer he was in Somalia, I feel.
Mm. Did he tell you why he'd done it? I mean, that's the question, isn't it? Everyone wants to know about these people that get turned and go off and join these groups. Why?
He didn't want to burn in hell.
Wow.
And that was his biggest fear for Michael and I, that we will burn in hell.
And that's, I guess, it's fascinating you said that, because you can't argue with that logic, can you? If that's what they believe, if that's what someone believes, you yeah. can't argue with that. You can give them facts and figures and all kinds of stuff, but if they believe that if by not doing what they're doing, they'll burn in hell,
yeah,
you can't win that argument, can you?
No, that was his totally belief that we will burn in hell anyway, because we were non-Muslims, but he didn't want to burn in hell. But sadly, I think he will be.
Do you believe that? That must be a tough thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that must be a tough thing to say about your own son.
I miss my son Thomas desperately, but Hakeem, no, I have to be honest, that I think it's best that he's no longer with us. Because of what he's become.
Sally, I'm really sorry for the loss of Thomas. And again, it's that differentiation between that that boy that grew up in your house and then yes. that bloke that went to Somalia. They are almost different people, aren't they?
Totally different. Totally different. Hakeem was not like my son at all. That's not what I raised him to be. Mm.
Sally, your other son Michael's there, isn't he? Can I have a word with him?
Yes, you can.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. You're right.
I'm not bad, thank you.
I'm really sorry for the loss of your brother. Do you know what I mean? I personally can't mourn someone who did that, but I can be sympathetic and empathetic with a family that have lost a son and a brother. How did you found out in a particularly unpleasant way that he died, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd got back from a weekend with friends, and my mum, I could just tell something wasn't right for mum when I got in. And she said she had received a phone call from a journalist asking how she felt about the death of her son.
Oh, blimey.
And that's the first we'd heard of it.
Oh, dear.
So I found the easiest way to find anything about Al-Shabaab out to go on Twitter. And I went on there, searched his Muslim name, and the first thing I found was a picture from the Kenyan Defence Force. They had all the bodies lined out in the street and put a picture of them online, and we just knew it was him from that.
What's that like? You get a phone call saying your son's dead, and then you go and see a picture of your dead brother on Twitter. I can't even begin to imagine what that must be like.
It's devastating, but at the same time, relieving because he's not out there to hurt anybody anymore. And that's really hard to say because, you know, in the grieving process, you should be, you know, I miss my brother, but then I also find myself grieving for the innocent people that he's hurt and the families that still have to live the pain of things that my brother was responsible for.
How did you get on as brothers when you were kids? Is he older or younger than you?
But he was 2 years older than me.
Okay, how did you get on? Kind of usual, you know, scrapping, you know, kind of that brotherly sort of thing?
To be honest, we had the same group of friends. I mean, we were almost best mates when we were growing up.
And
he was just, you know, funny, caring. And yeah, we were brothers. We were always playing tricks and jokes on each other. But at the end of the day, we were always there for each other.
And when he turned, for want of a better phrase, did you argue with him? Could you engage with him and you know, try and convince him that what he was spouting was nuts?
You could try to. Me and my mum did. We had arguments, you know, not on a nightly basis because it was almost like we had a stranger living in the house with us. And you couldn't argue with him because he knew, you know, he thought he knew all the answers. And if we called him out on anything, we were racist. And, you know, we'd be able to say something to him and he'd quote the Bible back to us. You know, he'd quote the Quran, he'd quote anything. And it was just almost impossible, like you're arguing with a brick wall.
Well, as I said to your mum, if someone's argument is, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to burn in hell, you can't win against that, can you?
No, at that point they'd gotten. He was just too far down the line that I don't think there was any bringing him back.
Hey, here's a thought. Have you and your mum had any grief from people, you know, from people who have only got like a little whiff of the story and don't know the full facts? Has anyone, you know, blamed you or your mum for what your brother did?
I mean, on social media and online, I mean, I have seen comments like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's inevitable. People have an opinion. I think if they were put in our situation, in our shoes, their opinion would change. But, you know, in the last few days, I've kind of come to realise that if the comments are good or bad, it doesn't matter because it's still what people are talking about the issue, and that's the most important thing.
Hello there.
How's this poem looking today?
Fantastic.
Okay, we're asking everyone, of course, to call in with their tributes to Kelly Betts, who's leaving next week to go and work as head of catering at BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. It's only, what, Junction 17 up the M1, so it's not too far. As someone pointed out. Sorry?
You'll go and visit, won't you?
No, I won't. People there I don't like, so I won't be. We've been asking people to call in with their tributes. We're going to have a beautiful, beautiful, very, very powerful package that's going to be played next week. Very powerful package of people's thoughts, memories, emotions, tears and sex. But, Gatford, you've been really struggling to do a flipping poem for her. Do it in the past. It has to be in the past tense.
And it has to mention Kelly Betts. And I've got those two elements in here.
So you've actually got it today.
Yeah, got it. And I just want to check before I start, is Justin Dealey out in the rain? I don't want to be accused of pneumonia, introducing
ammonia,
you know, bits. Pneumonia.
I'm getting ammonia every time you call on. I'm ammonia old man now than I was 3 days ago, Gatford.
Well, that's what we'll do to you.
What is that a threat?
Do you feel threatened?
I feel threatened, so technically that makes it a threat. Right, okay.
Okay. Deliver on that threat anytime.
Please shut up.
Yeah. Well, no.
Now, so let's have, this is Gatford's poetic tribute in the past tense, mentioning her name to Kelly Betts. Over to you, sir.
It's even got a title, Kelly Betts Remembrance. The time has passed for parting.
Hang on. Whoa.
Was that
a mistake? The time has passed?
No, it might have just been a bit...
You stammered?
Shall I go again?
Yeah, flipping it, mate. Seriously, I'm on the glass bottle, right? Very rarely do I hold glass bottles. I've got a glass bottle. I nicked it from a bar last night, right? And I am just thinking exactly where I can shove this glass bottle. It's glass. Right?
I'll do better.
Away you go, sir. Away you go.
The time has passed for parting. Our time well gone to its end. The rest of your life is already starting.
No! The rest of your life is already starting?
That's part tense.
I'm so confused now. Catherine, my tense expert. What tense was that? The rest of your life is already starting?
Is
is the present tense, Gatford. Why don't you say was starting? If you put was in there, we could continue.
The rest of your life was already started. Oh, that's right, isn't it? That's it. No, it's got to be started. Because shut up. Starting is present. It's got to be.
It was starting. It's pretty perfect.
The rest of your life was already started.
Okay.
Right? You got it, Alan Kelly. I'm sorry. I want this to be right for you.
Thank you.
Because I know a lot of people are celebrating the fact that you're leaving us, and they're happy. And there's apparently there's a party next week after you've gone to celebrate.
Yeah. I'm catering for it.
Well, good for you. Well done.
Thank you. Welcome.
I think that's out of order.
Bring the ice cream.
Yes, please, mate. Mm-hmm. I think it's bang out of order. We should be this should be done seriously and with the respect it deserves. Okay. In fact, maybe we're giving it too much respect. Right, Gatford, for crying out loud, could you do your poem in the past tense?
Okay.
On Monday, because we're out of time now.
Oh, what?
And that's it.
We don't know the end. Bye's on that.
You do. You should do the end. Because you make this podcast what it is, a little bit ropey.
Yeah.
Internet filler. So you should be the one to finish while I pack up, because I'm going on.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and taking the time to download it for free. It's Justin's birthday on Sunday, the 25th.
Well, we'll mention it next week then. We don't need to mention it in the podcast.
It saves me editing now. I've just said it.
Well, I mean, you don't need to, but we'll just, you know.
Feel free to wish him happy birthday at Justin Dealey on Twitter.
Thanks, mate.
Have you got a website? You're on Facebook?
No.
SoundCloud?
No.
eBay?
You've given a mention as well.
Guys, okay. Can we... thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.